Holy smoke.
Let's go through some of these lies.
We could go through some of the high points here. Mm-hmm. Oh, hang on. But, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Crowder did this better than we ever could. I'm just going to say that right now. He watched the whole thing, fact-checked it live. But right here, you've got a few basic posts here. All these sources available, redonkulous.com. And Patriot Post went through, debunked it with a fine-tooth comb. This one here is my favorite.
Which one?
This is a full list of every lie Joe Biden has told as president. This
was counting.
As of June. June 24th last year, 139 and counting. Look at this. It takes 53 minutes to read it all.
Wow. And that's just, what, in June?
That is less than a year into his presidency.
He's going to be like in the high 800s, maybe 1,000 by the time he gets to the end of 4 years.
Oh, I think he hit that just with the SOTU address.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And if you go over to louderwithcrowder.com, they have their show notes from the live fact check with receipts. So you guys can go to the website, go to Redonkulous, grab this link, and, you know, piss off the last three leftoids that are still following you on social media.
And did you guys know? You can download an attachment to your browser so you can see the downvotes. Go do that, and then look at the SOTU address, and look at the downvotes, and screen capture the shit out of that, and let's make some memes.
Hell yeah. Did you see that the craziest thing about the SOTU address to me wasn't even anything Biden said? I expected all of the lies, you know, blaming the economy on Ukraine
talking about
and
the
Russia.
Two crazy bitches behind him?
Nancy Pelosi getting up and... What is this?
I have no idea.
What is this? Was she having some kind of a seizure?
I'm gonna be honest.
She like Dark Helmet, you know, having the action figures kiss?
I am starting to think that woman is starting to get dementia herself.
Oh, she's well beyond that.
Yeah?
She thought that we were invading Hungary, or no, that Russia was invading Hungary.
Okay.
And Biden, no matter how many times his handlers tell him, he keeps pronouncing it Kiev.
So, you know, I'm not going to bust on a guy for...
The dude's been in politics for 50 fucking years.
You're absolutely correct.
And the Biden crime family has a foothold in Ukraine. You would think that he would know how to pronounce the fucking capital city.
Waiting for that dirt to come out.
Oh, why do you think they're demonizing Putin so much?
Well, hang on. I've been hearing all these reports about Anonymous and other hacker groups just wreaking havoc. I am a betting man, all right? And when I read those stories, these individuals are breaking into power plants.
Yep.
They got in there, and they're monkeying with the navigation on a yacht.
Yep. They took care of the bio labs. That's been part of a surgical strike.
Check this out. I am betting that some hacker got into some computer. There's a file that shouldn't exist if all the goody no-nos in it, and it's been copied, and I'm just waiting for that shit to hit the internet, because I am going to live!
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And the media is going to do everything they can to crush it. They're already censoring Russian news networks from disseminating their own news over here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shocker.
First of all, we are technically not in an actual hot conflict with Russia.
No.
Typically, when the bullets start flying, then you start, drawing that line and taking our media sources and their media sources, and never the two shall touch. Okay, but that's happening now without any bullets flying. So what does that tell you? We are in a propaganda war, and we've been in a propaganda war basically since 2015.
Yep.
That's when it went hot.
Probably before then, even.
No. That's when it went hot.
Yeah.
It started when old Bummer allowed propaganda to be used within the United States.
Well, Trump was absolutely right when he said that in the last 20-some-odd years—
Oh, my God.
He is the only president where Putin didn't try to invade someone.
Okay.
I mean, he annexed Crimea right under Obama's nose. He probably, you know, was too busy getting his nose smacked with Big Mike's big phallic sausage. And he just eh, yeah, no big deal. Because, because things were, you know, he was supposed to be the peace president. He had just won a Nobel Peace Prize just for existing. So let's just ignore it.
No big deal. Oh my God!
Speaking of which, we got a meme of the day here. You guys are gonna love this one. I know Pop isn't a big Spaceballs fan. This is still funny though.
Eh.
President Scroob, still a better president than Joe Biden.
All right, if you say so. I hated that movie.
You hate the love story portion.
Yeah, I do. I thought parts of it were good, but I didn't fall in love with the movie. I love the part like, prepare for ludicrous speed. I love that.
I can't breathe in this thing. I like it. Well, now, this is very important. I mean, like I said, we're not going to go into the whole So Too thing because Crowder just annihilated.
We can't really add anything on to that.
No.
I mean, well, one, we don't have the time and we don't have the staff to like fact check everything.
And just the fact that it takes almost an hour to read through every lie that he has told this president, that by itself tells you what a daunting task it is to even attempt to cover this shit.
Now, in that picture you're showing, does he have a mark on his forehead?
Well, we haven't put that up on the screen yet, but maybe that's from Ash Wednesday. It could be. Or maybe, you know, Hunter decided to beat out his crack pipe on on Smokin' Joe's head.
That's
over here.
That's what I was thinking. But, well.
Now, this is going to piss a lot of people off, and it should. Okay. White House says Biden will veto bill ending the COVID-19 national emergency if it's passed. See, now this, people out there talking about the Freedom Convoy, like, freedom is winning.
No,
it's not. Until legislation passes that prevents lockdowns, that prevents vaccine mandates, that prevents all of this bullshit from happening again, it can happen again.
That's right. And I'm going to be honest. This has to go way beyond qualified immunity.
Yep.
We have lawmakers blatantly passing laws that violate the Constitution, and they fucking know it. And old creepy Joe here has actually commented on that several times, and he still did it.
Of course.
We need to start, like, literally suing these people to the point where he leaves the White House and he has to move into a refrigerator box.
Yeah, you remember when the president was directly responsible for every death that happened during this whole scamdemic? Mm-hmm. You remember in those days? Yeah. And now how they just completely ended in the middle of January of 2021?
Or what about when he said, the buck stops with me?
Sure. I'm going to take responsibility, and I'm going to bring accountability back to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. Well, let's blame Russia, brand new problem for our economy that's been horseshit since she took office.
How can you take responsibility for anything when you build a wall around your place?
Ugh.
You have a fence around the whole Capitol.
It's ridiculous, man. But I'm telling you, until there's legislation that prevents this shit from happening again, we don't have rights. We have easily revocable privileges.
That's absolutely correct.
And that's one of the reasons why they want to go after your guns. And speaking of which, it's going to be absolutely hilarious when this Ukraine fiasco ends and leftoids have to pretend that during this whole thing, they weren't for nationalism, borders, and an armed populace.
It's absolutely correct.
That's going to be hilarious, watching them try to double back on that shit.
Yeah, listen, the people, the founding fathers, or whatever you want to fucking call these guys, when they wrote the Constitution and they stood this nation up, it was experimental. It had never been done.
Yeah.
Never. I hope we're able to continue this, but the way it looks now, sooner or later, it's going to get ugly around here.
It's going to get very ugly up in here. And we got some people in the chat having fun with the prospect of, well, if we impeach Biden, we're going to get President Harris. Yeah, we'll have the first president in United States history that has an OnlyFans.
God damn.
You know it's going to happen. This is how we do foreign policy in my neck of the woods.
Oh, my God. That just disgusts me, man.
I mean, we would have, well, our first president since Obama that swallows. God, I did it to myself.
What are you doing, bitch? You bastard.
You bastard. Yeah, I made myself a little nauseous on that one. Yeah, a big mic.
That'll do it.
Prepare ship for ludicrous speed. Fasten all seatbelts. Seal all entrances and exits. Close all shops in the mall. Cancel the three-ring circus.
Now hear this. Ludicrous speed.
Sir, hadn't you better buckle up?
Buckle this. Ludicrous speed. Go!
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.